Welcome to Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. This podcast is designed for financial advisors and agency leaders to level up their skills through proper mindsetting so they can help more Filipino families. With over 20 years of experience, Coach Ron C., Coach Jeff Luspo, and Professor Cy De La Torre specializes in closing techniques, tax strategies, and tax compliance. If you want to become a master closer, then this show is for you.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. And Coach, shout out muna tayo sa mga friends natin sa industry.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
and,
right.
You know, pare-pareho tayo. We're all in the same. Para tayo, Coach, para tayong armed forces in the Philippines.
Yun.
Iba-iba man right. Tayo ng where if you're from the Army, pwedeng tigam mo nagma-Marines sa Marines ka or Navy.
Or sa Navy, yeah.
Diba? Pero we have all one vision in mind, diba? Which is to really add value to our financial advisors.
To help our industry.
Yeah, to help our industry in our own ways. And we want to glorify that to our company, ABC, and of course, XBT. Pero Coach, ito, maganda yung session natin today. Tama ba?
Yes, we have a very interesting session today. Very excited akong
matuloy. Excited na ako, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff. Yeah.
Kasi meron tayong special guest for tonight. Yan.
Special.
Special.
Ang special guest natin for tonight. Ang topic nga pala natin for tonight, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Ang topic natin is all about behavioral coaching for personal money management. Why it's extremely important to understand na when it comes to that behavioral coaching, bakit siya behavioral coaching na tinawag? Why do you need to understand the behavior of your clients first? Para open siya doon sa when you give an advice when it comes to money, mas tanggap niya. Right? Yeah. So yan ang gagawin natin.
Akala kasi ng iba, Coach Jeff, is when we do financial coaching, it's just offering products, diba? And importante pala, you have to touch on the behavior of the individual para mas maging permanent yung coaching mo sa kanya, mas maging effective.
Yes, right. Because let's all face it, back in the day, ang usong-uso talagang ginagamit ng mga financial advisors is financial planning. And ang mindset nila when it comes to financial planning, magpre-present. Diba? Represent. And then because unti-unting na-educate yung mga Filipinos when it comes to financial literacy, kasi meron tayong mga advocates ng personal finance na nagtuturo na talaga ng ini-spread nila yung financial literacy sa mga Filipinos. Nata-transition na tayo from just presenting insurance products or financial planning to really coaching the client na digging into the behavior of the clients. Now, sino ba yung mag-share sa atin ng mga techniques na to? Ano ba yung mga experiences niya in the past? Kung bakit ba importante? The reasons why it's extremely important na for a financial advisor magaling siya sa pag-coach when it comes to behavioral skills, no? Maintindihan niya yung behavior ng mga clients niya. So let me introduce our guest speaker for tonight. Mahaba yung resume niya, but I will try my best to paikliin yung kanyang credentials kasi sobrang dami. Pero ang maganda dito sa ating special guest, introduce natin siya. Yung special guest kasi natin has conducted more than 400 trainings and seminars na when it comes to financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and also more. Yes, dami na. And did you guys know that this special guest, he's been training, speaking, doing seminars since 2007, and he has trained more than 30,000 participants na. Ganun na kadami. Oh, yes. That's right. Right. Now, he's also an associate certified meta coach. Nakuha niya yung certification niya from International Society of Neurosemantics sa US to. He's also a certified investment solicitor. He's also a certified financial education instructor. He's also a registered financial planner. He's a professor, an educator, speaker, trainer. Siya rin nga pala ang nag-co-found. He's one of the co-founders of Network for Teaching Financial Literacy and Entrepreneurship. Grabe yung grabe yung advocacy ng tao na to when it comes to educating as many Filipinos as possible, no? He is also an ABC graduate.
Wow.
Yeah. Galing, huh? Of course, bago mag-pandemic, I think this was February 2020. He took the Master Closer Blueprint Workshop and he was there. And we were very happy that he was there. He's also an ABC graduate. Our special guest for tonight, without further ado, please welcome Sir Edwin Susan. All right, you're looking fantastic tonight, Sir Edwin. You're wearing your signature fashion. Yeah. I love that. I
love the bow tie, Sir Edwin.
Kailan mo sinimulan yung ano, yung trademark mo na yan, Sir Edwin?
2012.
Wow.
2012. Okay. Yeah. Kasi ano, first time ko magkaroon ng suit noon eh. Americana.
Okay. So,
Americana.
Yeah, first time yung mga suit-suit ba. Kasi mahal dito eh. Sa US, mura. And then, nung dumating ako sa Pilipinas, yung mga co-teachers ko, lahat sila naka-necktie pa nagsusuit. Sabi ko, maiba naman ako. So, I have 77 bow ties.
Oh, wow.
Maiba.
Oh, nice. Galing, ha?
Yeah, para maiba lang. Para madaling matandaan.
Yes, tama. That's one of the best things, no? When it comes to kung speaker ka, you have to find ways on how you can stand out para ma-identify ka kagad ng tao. And si Sir Edwin, every time he does his talks, yan yung kanyang signature fashion. And I love it. I love
it. And Coach Jeff, di ba naalala ko when we went to yung fitness forum, that was 2019, I believe. Yan, a lot of the speakers... Si ano, ay, 2018 na tayo, Coach, eh. Nasa MOA. Ay, no. Tama ba, MOA? No. Sa ano, dun sa Taguig.
SM Aura.
SM Aura,
yes. SMX Convention.
Naalala ko si, yeah. So, nandun si, si Sir Edwin. And I've been a follower since. You know, I love your style, Sir Edwin. I think, pasok-swak na swak sa ano, sa... mga financial advisors natin. Oh, yes. Kasi, alam mo naman, kailangan sa mga financial advisors yung, ano, yung pagturo natin is, ano, yung, ano to, sobrang effective.
That's right. And every time na nagtotalk si Sir Edwin, laging maraming, ano, yung crowd talagang tuwang-tuwa kasi talaga, his style in, ano, giving speeches, giving talks, giving seminars is really lively na makaka-relate talaga lahat ng mga tao. Very practical approach. Reason why when we reached out to him, sabi natin sa kanya, we'd like to invite you to become one of our guest speaker. At buti na lang, pinagbigyan tayo ni Sir Edwin.
Oo, buti na lang, available si Sir. Oo. Ilang attempts ba yun, Coach Jeff?
Madami.
No? Ganong kabisi si Sir Edwin.
So, sobrang dami ng messages ni Sir Edwin. Lumubog na yung sinend ko ng message sa kanya. So, sobrang dami ng messages. No? Flooded yung kanyang messenger. And then finally, nandito na siya. Pero we're very curious, Sir Edwin, na yung advocacy mo in teaching financial literacy to as many Filipinos as possible, paano ba yan nagsimula? Bakit nagkaroon ka ng passion, yung burning desire to teach to as many Filipinos as possible when it comes to financial literacy? Can you tell us your story about that?
Okay. So, alam mo yon, yung when you first start working, lalo na pag galing ka sa hirap, alam mo yon, na pag ikaw nagkaroon ka ng credit, tapos nang lumubog ako sa utang in 2005, so almost half a million yung utang sa credit card.
Wow.
7 credit cards. Yeah. So yung sweldo ko, diretso na sa credit card. Pinadaan pa sa akin, sana kinuha na lang ng credit card.
Oh.
Dumadaan sa akin. So ang nagpapakain sa akin, tsaka ano, nanay ko.
Okay.
So siya yung bumibili ng damit ko, etc. Basta yung sweldo ko, lahat sa credit card. Kasi naipon eh.
Naipon,
so
sure.
That was in 2005, yeah. And then, by 2006, sabi ko, gusto ko magkaroon ng title sa dulo ng pangalan ko. Aside from my master's, sabi ko, ay may RFP. Sama ako rito. Then na-realize ko, uy, kailangan pala magkaroon ng financial planning. So, nung time na yon, sabi ko, sige, magpa-financial planning ako hanggang sa naging advocacy ko na yon. Kasi parang, Ang hugot ko is ayokong mangyari sa mga tao yung nangyayari sa akin as much as possible.
Okay.
Kasi I have a friend, sabi niya sa akin, Sir, I just wanted to share to you, sabi niya. Oh, ano yun? Gusto ko po maging advocates katulad niyo. Oh, ay bakit ano? Bakit ayaw mo? Sir, hindi. Nagtotalk na po ako sa radio. Wow! Ang galing ha! Ilang beses siya in-invite sa radio. Advocacy ko ito. Huwag mo hugutin sa yaman, hugutin mo sa... pagkakamali mo, sabi ko ganyan.
Yun,
sir, pwede po. Tingnan mo ako. Di ba? Maraming naniwala. Kasi maraming lubog eh sa utang.
Nakarelate ka agad, sir.
So,
no?
Yun. So, doon nag-start yung advocacy ko. Nakarelate siya. Sabi ko, wag mo, para bang Para bang kasi karamihan kasi because of their successes they try to teach financial literacy. Sabi ko hugutin mo sa failures mo. Marami matututunan yung tao.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Tama yun, sir. Ang galing ni Sir Edwin, no? Nakarelate ka agad yung mga audience mo, sir, kasi yung human experience, eh, di ba? Sabi nga nila, we learn more with our mistakes and failures rather than our success.
Kasi kung i-share mo sa iyo yung success mo, konti lang ang naging successful. Pero kung i-share mo yung failures mo, 95% ng audience, puro failure yan.
Na experience nila, no?
Yan. Iba kasi ang credit card, eh, social na social ka.
Social na.
Di pangarap ko kasi yan nung college ako during the 90s. Hindi ako makapag-credit card kasi ang required nila 120,000 annual income.
Okay.
Di ba before, annual income is 120,000 during the 90s. Di ba?
Tama. So, that's right. So, it all started there na lumubog ka sa utang and then nung na-discover mo yung RFP, nag-enroll ka sa RFP, you became a graduate there and doon nag-spark na ayaw mo mangyari sa ibang mga tao yung na-experience mo. Tama ba? And you felt na mas marami makaka-relate if you will tell the failures that you've experienced para hindi nila ma-experience din. Tama ba?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But what motivated me is the membership. Kasi dati, ang membership namin sa US, $200 a year. Ooh, sabi ko, nagbabayad ako ng $200 a year. Pero wala naman akong ginagawa sa title ko. Sabi ko nga, ay, kailangan ko magturo ng financial literacy, maging advocacy ko to. Yun, doon nag-evolve.
Oh. So, and you were
batch 4. Batch 1 si Narandel.
Wow, grabe, ang tagal na, no? You're one of the pioneers pala ng RFP. Kasi ngayon, ano na ba tayong batch ngayon, Professor Sai? Do you know?
Batch, ano pala tinuruan ko last time, batch 86 ata eh.
Batch 86?
Mm. Oh, 86 or 87. Parang 87 yata.
Oh, ang dami na, no? Ang dami na. Right. Nabanggit mo rin, Sir Edwin, that you came from a poor family. Tama po ba?
Oo. Kasi, okay. 2009, may pumunta dito sa Pilipinas. Okay? And then tinanong niya ako, sabi niya sa akin, that was August 6, 7 o'clock in the evening, tinanong niya ako, kasi nagulat ako na binigyan niya ako ng laptop, etc. And then tinanong niya ako na, sabi niya sa akin, Edwin, ay Jo, kilala mo ba tatay mo? Sabi ko, ay patay na siya nung pinanganak ako. Anong patay? Mamamatay na lang kayo ng nanay mo, hindi mo pa alam ang totoo. Anong totoo? Buhay ang tatay mo, nasa Amerika siya. Ha? So bakit? Paano nangyari yon? Then kinento niya, sabi niya, well, maliliit pa kami, 10 kami magkakapatid, dumating ang nanay mo as a helper sa amin. Katulong siya. And then sinabi niya na siya nagpapaligo sa amin lahat, pati sa tatay mo, nung maliit siya. Kasi I think she's 15 at that time, ang tatay ko 9 or 10, or 16 siya. Okay, kaso nung nag-college na ang tatay ko first year, napaliguan pa ng nanay ko, ako yung lumabas. So yun ang nangyari.
Okay. Matindi. Diba?
Para pala no? At parang kilala ko yung tatay ko.
Parang MMK.
Kilala ko yung tatay ko. I met him in 2011 sa US nung nag-aaral ako doon for a training.
Right.
Yeah. So,
oh, nice. That's fantastic.
Thankful ako sa tita ko. Ayan, bumabalik na naman.
And right now, what made you decide then, Sir Edwin, na mag-talk, you know, how did you stand out from the rest? Kasi marami namang gusto rin maging speaker, maging educator, maging mag-conduct ng mga...
Pag-advocacy, no?
Oo.
Yeah.
Pero yes, you were able to stand out. And it was so fast kasi 30,000 people in just a short period of time na at ang dami mo ng mga na-train. How did you do that? Papa, how did you stand out? What was your mindset?
Actually kasi, ang pinaka-love ko kasi, actually di nyo alam, seminarista ako dati.
Wow! Maraming mga revelation tonight ha, na ngayon lang namin narinig ha.
Ay, hindi. Ano, ang ibig sabihin, nagsiseminar ako lagi, seminarista. Hindi umaatid ng seminar, kaya nga ako matin seminar eh. Seminarista kasi ako. Lagi, every time sa salary ko kasi, I allotted 5-10% of my salary, kahit utang yan. Noon dati, no? Wala man akong ginabayad ko sa credit card, dinediretso ko yan sa trainings.
Wow.
Kasi once you've learned something, which is, that will be your competitive advantage. Eh. Parang sinasabi ko sa mga estudyante ko, pag graduate ka ng entrepreneurship, ang tendency niyan is this, lahat-lahat tayo graduate. What differs you from the rest? And that will be your competitive advantage. And what I wanted is to differ myself to others. Let's say, for example, oh, nag-train na ako sa Insular Life o sa AXA, etc., etc. You're the same with the others. But kung ikaw lang ang nag-train sa ABC, you're something, di ba? Alam mo na yun? May advantage ka. Mas deeper yung nag-RFP ka pa, may advantage ka in other training from ano sa mga training school. So that will be your advantage. And once na ginamit mo to, okay, to share, okay, let's say, for example, to educate people, nag-start ako for 3 years libre. Oo. Talaga? Nag-start ako libre. Oo. Pagdating sa inyo, libre pa rin. Sabi ko, ang ganda talaga ng blessing na to. Hindi, may blessing to. I tell you, may blessing ito. Kasi, nung time na yon, ang ginagawa ko kasi nagmamakaawa ako. Parang let's say, for example, Coach Ron, baka naman pwede ako mag-talk sa episode nyo sa ABC. Alam yun? Sabi, ay, wala akong pambayad. Hindi, huwag kang maglala kahit walang bayad dito. And then, makikita mo, pag nagustuhan na ng audience mo yung training mo, etc., ikichismis ka. So, na-chismis ako ngayon.
Na-promote, sir, no? Na-promote.
Mm-hmm. I think that's, I think, Sir Edwin, that's something na siguro, you know, we have in common. Kasi marami rin nag-invite sa amin. Tapos, libre din. And actually, you know, really don't mind. Kasi tama po kayo, ganun din kami nag-umpisa. Tawag namin doon, ano, may parang guinea pig batch namin. Ano yung tipo pagpapraktisan mo?
Yeah, true.
Tama ba,
true.
No? Yeah, ang sarap ng feeling talaga. I mean, ngayon, and totoo po yun, no? Totoo yun, financial advisors. When you add value first, you know, the business side will always, follow.
Would follow, yeah.
Tama. Agree. So, fantastic mindset yan.
Yeah. I started with the Department of Health. Libre yon. Imagine mo yun. In-invite ako, nagmakaawa pa ako noon. They were 40 plus. Tapos ang slides ko lang noon is around 16. At saka yung time na yun pang magdi-discuss ka, no? You don't know anything about mutual funds. Basta alam mo lang mutual funds that's a pool fund na diversified investment. Definition lang ako doon. Buti na lang yung mga tao doon din nagtatanong. Paano mag-invest sa mutual funds? Hindi eh. Hanggang saan? Kailangan ko malaman ng mutual fund. Umattend ako sa SEC ng training on mutual funds. Nag-exam ako. Then lumalin. Dumami na yung mga modules ko. From 67 slides to 1,000 slides na different topics, di ba?
Galing, sir, so, no? Talagang, you have the passion to learn and to be an educator.
And then, Sir Edwin, ako tanong ko lang, I'm just curious, kasi I think that's the right mindset, no? If you're a learner, what you do is you try to learn and you discard what is not useful and you apply what is, applies for you, best for you. And tanungin ko po kayo, Sir Edwin, since hindi ko alam kung napilitan kang mag-enroll sa ABC dati. Pero ano yung naging mindset mo nun? Were you just curious that the reason why you nag-enroll din kayo sa amin before? And after that, may follow-up question po ako.
Okay. Ang umatid na una si Robert Paredes.
I think you know him. Oh, of course.
Si Robert, yeah. Then nagtanong ako sa'yo noon. Tapos nag-offer ka sa akin. Kailan di ako naka-attend kasi may conflict sa schedule.
Oh, tama.
Then sabi ko, kailangan ko umattend. Kasi, alam mo yon, hindi kasi ako nagbebenta ng insurance eh. Ang hirap eh. Pero ang advocacy kasi, doon ako sa advocacy. But I wanted to learn more on the approaches. Alam mo yon? Kasi I wanted to coach people. And what I wanted when I'm coaching people, I wanted them to realize the importance of insurance, the importance of savings, and the importance of investment. Kaya nga, pag ako nagbibigay sila sa kanila ng advice, is sa salary nila, dapat yan may allocation for professional training. Sa salary nila, kasi dapat, katulad yan, attend ng ABC, attend ng ibang trainings, etc. Schedule dyan eh, para alam mo yung mga approaches ng iba't ibang mga trainers on doing financial coaching. Kasi mas holistic ka if you get the value from other institutions. Then, compress it, create one that can be your own.
Oh, fantastic. Diba? And Sir Edwin, ano yung naging, medyo matagal na yan, pero I'm sure meron kang aha moment or key takeaway na napulot from your ABC 2-day session with us.
Yeah. Kasi, from di ba 2 days yun, di ba?
Yes.
Everything talaga eh. Sabi ko ganyan, tandem to eh. Parang alam mo yung mga komedyante na dalawa na ano. And dami ko learning.
Si Porky tsaka si Choppy.
Ang dami kong learnings doon, alam mo ba, na every time, sulat ko na sulat, alam mo yon, because pati mga statements ninyo, one-liner ninyo, it's a quote eh. Lalo na yung gusto ko yung mga approaches, di ba, na pag tumanggi ng ganito, ang dami eh. Sabi ko, tama ito eh. Tama yung ginagawa ninyo. But a lot of people doesn't realize the importance of this one. Diba? Kasi madami na ako natin na training, several trainings na inatinan ko. But I tell you, I recommended ABC to my peers because ang kagandahan kasi niyan is, alam mo yon, practical yung approaches at saka direkto sa tao because you have to touch emotions eh when you're doing selling. Okay? And ABC was able to put it in just 2 days. Alam mo yon?
Okay, yeah.
The reason why it's wow factor, it's because if I'm going to compare myself and my training to your training, above siya. Kasi mag-wow lang ako kung alam ko mas above ako.
Wow.
Diba? Siyempre, kaya nga pag tinanong ako, okay ba siya? Okay, the best siya. Okay, magsasabi akong the best. Pag hindi siya the best para sa akin, nasabihin ko talaga na baka meron ka pa ibang alam na training, doon ka na lang. Diba?
Straightforward.
I love that.
Coaches.
Honest, diba?
Tama yung Sir Edwin. Napaka straightforward po niya.
Tsaka alam ko, naalala ko si Sir Edwin, nasa harap yan. So, alam mo yung talagang, wanting to learn, talagang makita mo sa kanya and he would ask questions. And, pero ito yung, I'm sure ito medyo na, hindi ko alam kung nahirapan ka mag-adjust, Sir Edwin. No? Pero how, kasi are you more of a technical person than an emotional one, or how would you consider that? Kasi kung
when you say technical, what does it mean?
Let's say when you do financial coaching, when you say technical, are you more into the numbers?
Okay,
yeah, something like that.
Oh, okay. Ang approach is to kasi sa I'm more on the person's totality. Eh. Okay. Parang, okay, hindi ako nag-dwell sa emotions, but I would like to know, okay, ano ba yung gusto niya sa buhay? Okay, so ano gusto mo sa buhay? Then, I ask the several areas kasi, in kumbaga, sa in life will, marami tayong gustong, kumbaga, we wanted to achieve a perfect circle in our lives, okay? A perfect 10, in terms of relationship, health, money, careers, etc. Okay, now, pagdating doon, tatanungin ko sila sa, okay, ano yung priorities mo dito? Ano yung mga pangarap mo dito? Sana ganito. Okay, so ano unahin natin? Once they said na gusto ko sa financials muna, okay, and then that's magdedwell kami dyan. Then I'm going to ask na, okay, so are you open to share your finances to me? Okay, yeah, okay, then punta kami sa worksheet. PIES, personal income expense statement, and then personal statement of assets and liabilities. Then pasok ko, okay, yung worksheets ninyo. Coaching worksheet ninyo. Kaya lang, naglagay lang ako ng certain adjustments.
Oh, which you have and made it your own. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So, after that, inanuhan ko siya. So, ito yung mga nakikita mo namumula dyan. Okay? Ayan yung dapat nating asikasuhin. Okay? So, makikita mo yung 5 pillars of financial independence. And what are those? Emergency funds. Okay? Life insurance, health insurance, okay, retirement fund, and education fund for your children. And these are the 5 pillars. Kasi pag nawala tayo, may mangyari sa atin, babagsak ang bubong eh, pag wala ito. Okay? And that's very important. And that's the reason why I wanted to make sure that these particular 5 pillars, okay, grounded siya. Para kung anuman, gusto niya mag-enjoy sa buhay, sige, mag-enjoy ka sa buhay kasi okay na ang bubong mo eh. Grounded na yan eh. Hindi na babagsak ang bahay mo. And that's the reason why I wanted to focus on that 5 pillars of financial independence.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Galing.
That's fantastic. And napansin rin kasi namin, Sir Edwin, based dun sa style mo in coaching, you're digging more on the behavioral side. You want to understand the behavior of the person. Why is that? Bakit yun yung style of coaching mo?
Kasi I'll give you an idea. I am a trainer of Bayan Academy for Entrepreneurship. Okay, and we're doing social entrepreneurship and also community entrepreneurship. Nung nagtuturo ako sa kanila, ang laging problema ng mga tao, walang pera. Okay? Despite na kumikita sila ng malaki, wala silang insurance, wala silang education fund sa mga anak, even emergency fund wala. Now ngayon nagkaroon ng pandemic. Alam mo, puro utang lang ginawa nila hanggang sa nagsara na yung negosyo. And during that time in 2008-2009, I introduced financial literacy. Nakita ko, tinuro na namin yung financial literacy every now and then sa mga ano. Pero wala pa rin insurance, wala pa rin savings, wala pa rin investment. Sabi ko, ano problema? The problem right now, it's more on the behavior of the person. Behavior talaga.
Okay.
So if we're going to look at the behavior, we have to look at the leadership pyramid. It's a personal leadership pyramid. Okay? Kasi they need to be aware. How can you change something if you're not aware? And that the first level in the pyramid is the awareness, sabi nga. Okay, kailangan aware ka. What is happening? Okay, let's have an example. What is happening with our finances right now? Wala akong savings. Wala akong insurance. Pag mamatay ako, kawawa ang pamilya ko. Wala akong health. Pag may kasakit ako, etc. So that is what is happening right now. Okay, now, okay. What is the next step is you go with the level of acceptance. Okay, tanggapin mo na ito. Nandito na ito. Wala ka na magagawa eh, no? So nandito na ito. But look at this one as things happened in the past. Bukas, hindi na po pwede ito. Sa isang buwan, hindi na po pwede ito. Take responsibility. That's the third one eh. Because you are the one who is in charge of your actions. Nangyari ito, it's because hindi mo pinag-ipunan. Hindi ka nag-prepare. And then for the next one, you need to change. What do you need to change? Your belief system, your behavior, and your attitude. Ano ibig sabihin ng belief system? Yung paniniwala mo. Sasabihin mo, ay, sa mga ano lang yan, sa mga malapit na mamatay yung insurance? No. Ay, sa mayayaman lang yan? No. Because that belief system becomes a barrier for you, okay, to pursue what? Diba? Preparations for your family financially. So if you change the belief system, pag tayo as a coach, kailangan makita natin ano bang paniniwala ng taong ito. Ay, kasi katulad yan, may nag-alok ng insurance. And then sabi niya, naku, hindi ko naniniwala dyan. Kasi may nangyari na eh. Yung tita ko, hindi siya binayaran.
Pero maganda yung binanggit ni, ano, ni Sir Edwin, ha, yung five pillars. Review lang natin. Ano ba yung five pillars ulit, Coach Chef? Life insurance, health emergency insurance, fund. Emergency fund, retirement, and
Education.
Yan. So, yes. So while we're waiting for Sir Edwin. So guys, those are the five pillars of the investment. Tama ba? Five pillars. Mm-hmm.
Oh, ano?
Five pillars of financial planning.
Right.
Ang importante, Coach, is yung nabanggit ni Sir Edwin.
Wala.
He used a tool. Gumamit siya ng tool, yung worksheet, para maparealize dun sa person na there's a problem. Diba? Yung awareness kasi, ma-realize yun if there's a problem. So, kailangan talaga maliwanag pa sa sikat ng araw. Ayan.
Online na ulit, sir. Okay. Oh, and Sir Edwin is back.
Nakasawan ko rin yung sinabi ni Sir Edwin about awareness. The reason why maraming financial advisors, when they invite clients para mag-present sila, laging nire-reject or busy lagi or sin zone, kasi hindi pa sila aware na may problema sila.
Yun.
Hindi aware na ganito yung situation nila. That's why they avoid na hindi ko naman kailangan yan. The belief system, hindi pa nila na-realize na yun pala yung belief system. That's correct. The reason why pag in-inject mo kagad yung products mo, yung insurance, investments, education, ang thinking ng kausap mo ngayon, may problema ba ako? Mukhang wala naman akong problema.
Hold back agad. Diba?
Right. And that's the reason why mas nahihirapan sila. Pero dun sa approach ni Sir Edwin, ang approach niya is, I want to make sure na aware ka muna sa situation mo. Nasaan ka ba ngayon? Kasi pag aware ka, at ito nangyayari sa'yo, naiintindihan mo yung behavior mo, dahil kaya ganito yung pera mo, or ganito yung finances mo because of your behavior, then, magiging open ngayon yung kliyente na tanggapin niya yung sitwasyon niya. Kasi na-realize niya yung situation. Naging aware siya, open yung mind. Tama ba, Sir Edwin?
Yes, oo. Kasi ang belief system, kasi yung paniniwala niya, become a limiting belief. That becomes a barrier for them to, alam mo yun, to grow. Diba? Financially. Kasi after you change the, kasi kailangan, alisin mo yung paniniwala nila eh, sistema ng paniniwala eh. And then when you change that belief system, then you make an action plan, set goals. Ito na yung gagawin mo dapat. Ano ba yung dapat mong gawin? Kailangan the answer should be coming from the person. Para at least i-empower mo siya na nanggaling sa kanya yun. Hindi, itong gusto ko para sa'yo, no. Ikaw ang magsabi, paano mo ite-turn around yung discussions ninyo na siya magsasabi, I think kailangan ko ng insurance, I think kailangan ko ng investment. Bakit mo nasabi? Because of the realization from the awareness. Mm-hmm. Yun yung pinaka...
Sir Edwin, ano, naalala, yes, naalala mo pa ang guided discovery.
Yun, oo.
Diba? Ah, yeah, oo. Oo, oo.
Diba? True, so, true, tama yung true sinabi niya, no? Yung nagustuhan ko yung question ni Sir Edwin kanina. So, ano yung gusto mong i-prioritize dito? That is the perfect question. Kasi sometimes ko, ano, no, Sir Edwin, some financial advisors would assume kung ano yung perceived need ni ano, ni client.
Yung favorite product nila.
Oo, oh, yung favorite product nila since, sabi nga ni Coach Ariel eh, pag ano ka, pag ikaw ay karpentero, feeling mo, lahat ng tao, pako. Eh, pako, kailangan pokpokin. Diba? Hmm. So, hindi natin pwede i-assume na pag may baby, laging educational planning. Pag medyo matanda na, laging estate planning. You have to ask, kailangan manggaling dun sa kliyente na yun
ang priority. Ano ang priority? Yun, that's the keywords. Ano ang priority?
So, you like it. Yeah.
The style na ginagawa ni Sir Edwin was he wants to emphasize the five pillars. Tama ba? The five pillars of financial planning. Ano-ano ulit yun, Sir Edwin, para ma-refresh natin sila?
Yeah, the five pillars of financial independence is one, okay, emergency fund, okay, income protection,
health protection,
okay, that's health, retirement, and education.
Retirement and education, okay.
Perfect. Okay, financial independence. And then the style na ginagawa ni Sir Edwin na we are hoping na more financial advisors will do as well is yung digging into the belief system ng clients nyo muna. The behavior of your client. Make them aware first kung anong naging situation nila. Make them, pag nagkaroon ng awareness, then magkakaroon ng acceptance na ito palang nangyayari sa atin. And then, nagustuhan ko yung sinabi ni Sir Edwin na gusto niyang i-empower yung clients niya to take action and to take responsibility. Why is that, Sir Edwin, very important to empower those clients?
The solution is should be coming from them. It should not be coming from you. Kasi pag, alam mo yun, let's say for example, di ba? Kasi when we're doing coaching, kasi in our coaching practices, we never suggest anything. Kailangan kasi maparealize sa kanya lumabas. Okay? And we don't give leading questions. So what do you think is the best solution for this one? Okay? So, kailangan yung ituturo mo, ibabalik mo sa kanya yung tanong eh. Hanggang sa ma-realize niya na ito yung kailangan niya. Hindi yung sasabihin mo na, ito kailangan mo na insurance kasi pag mamatay ka, wala kang karamihan ganun eh. Kasi nanay ko nakakuha ng insurance because of that eh. Okay? Oh. So, ang kailangan kasi dyan is let them realize eh. Okay, ang nagiging problema lang ito sa mga financial advisors this, no? Meron kasi mga financial advisors that they are good talaga in selling. Okay? Kasi nakakahanap sila ng mga tao na into, alam mo yun, na gusto yung approach nila. Pero merong mga, mas karamihan ng mga tao ang gusto nilang approach is something that you take into considerations their situation. Alam mo yun? Hindi kailangan mo yan eh. Hindi ko pa yata, hindi kailangan mo yan hanggang makita mo, bumili na, tapos nag-lapse na. Kasi nga, hindi mo tinignan yung finances niya. Na hindi pala niya, napilitan lang siya dahil kumare ka niya, may utang na loob, pinauutang mo siya dati, etc. So, I think the very first thing is that you have to identify your flow. Sa akin, very important yan eh. You need to identify your flow kasi not all financial advocates are good sellers of insurance. And not all good and seller of insurance are good financial advocates. Training right as well. Kaya mo papansin mo eh. Bakit? Kasi pag ini-invite sila, naku, magbebenta lang yan. Diba? So, every time inaanuhan niya. Kasi alam mo yun, yung kailangan nandoon ka sa isang state na wherein you are so eager to learn about this and passionate about sharing, okay, the financial educations to the community or to people. So you need to identify your flow. Kasi yung sa amin kasi yung flow, yung itang state na you lose track of ano of your time while doing this, yung advocacy. Second, meron kang mga talent and skills to do this. The third one is then you take initiative. Okay? Hindi mo na kailangan i-push yung sarili mo towards this. Kasi merong financial advisor dyan na mag-advocate ako. Hindi nga ang tingin kasi sa'yo nagbebenta talaga eh. Ba't di mo muna, di ba? Hindi mo, kasi ano yan eh, nung ini-invite ako mag-talk, laging tinatanong sa akin, sa insurance company ka? Ay, wala po. Sabi ko ganyan. And then sabihin nila, ah, okay, sige. Kasi dito eh, walang ginawa kundi magbenta eh. Na kailangan namin insurance. Okay? One of my experience in the Senate, yung nag-talk ako sa Senate, yung sinabi sa akin ng HR, saan ka insurance? Tapatin mo ko. Sinabi sa akin, wala po. Sigurado ka? Dalawa na in-invite namin dito, libre eh. Kundi walang ginawa, kundi magbenta tsaka mag-recruit. Parang ganyan. So, ayoko na sabihin ko ng company, ha? And then, pagdating sa flow kasi, is you grab every opportunity in this area to improve your skills level. So, pag-advocate ka, alam mo yung, ang pinakamahirap sa isang advocate, they thought that you know everything. Alam mo yon? Paano po ba bumili sa ano? Paano po ba yung ano? Pag bumagsak po ang presyo sa stock market? Kasi naalala ko noon nag-advocate ako, wala akong alam sa stocks. Wala pa kasi camera during the ano eh.
So, alam mo, wala pa kasi. So, pag kailangan mo pa rin. Maganda doon. Pag-aralan. Kailangan mong aralin. Oh.
Yeah, kasi nagtatanong eh.
Sabi niya, lalo mag-expand yung ano niya. Sir, yeah, marahin ko niyo on that one.
Kaya nga nag-take ako ng CIS na wala naman ako na ibenta kahit isa.
CIS.
CIS, Certified Investment Solicitor.
Yeah, yeah. Solicitor.
Diba wala naman ako na ibenta isang mutual fund. Okay? Ah, kasi, yun yung problema, eh, no? Ang kagandahan kasi pag ikaw ay financial advisor, all the trainings may ibibigay sa'yo ng what? Ng company. Diba? Mutual funds, stocks, etc. Kaya lang, well, you're not differentiated with the other people. Kasi, 1,000 yung kanilang financial advisor, kinuha rin ito. What differentiates you from the other? The only way to differentiate you is you go out from your institution, attend trainings. Like ABC, halimbawa. Like RFP. Diba? And other trainees. Very important ito eh. Bakit? It will add knowledge to you at magiging grounded ka. Pag may nagtanong, may sagot ka kaagad. Hindi ka gaya noong na first time ako, paano po mag-invest sa mutual fund? Ang sinasabi ko, go to a mutual fund company kasi matutulungan ka nila dyan. Hindi ko ma-expound. Kasi wala ako, hindi mo ako nag-i-invest. That was in 2007.
Safe answer, sir. Tama naman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Diba? Pero ngayon, naituturo ko na kahit papano. But just the essential. Kasi I'm not an expert eh. You cannot wear all the hats eh. Diba?
Tama naman.
Mm. So let's say for example, magtuturo ako ng estate planning. Kung ano yung tinuro sa akin, yun lang din. Ang ganda doon. Ngayon, pag hindi ko na siya masagot, then we ask the lawyers. Kasi I'm not sure about this. So at least you have that essentials, what you need to learn. Diba?
The basic. Mm.
The basic po.
The basic.
Tama
very
naman.
Important. Eh kasi, ang mga financial advisors, ang problema kasi dito, you don't stop learning eh. Continuing education ito. Diba? Kaya nga mapapansin ninyo, if you attended ABC now, after 10 years, you have to attend ABC. Or after 5 years. Bakit? Nag-upgrade yung mga taong yan. Kasi yung tinuro ko before, when I was teaching at UST, it's not the same na tinuturo ko ngayon. Totally different.
I agree.
Opo. Kaya tama naman yan,
nila
sir.
Na, di ba? Oo. Kasi yung mga nasa ABC na yan, yung tatlo doon na, I think, yes.
Para siyang Facebook ano app. Yung app, kailangan i-upgrade.
I-upgrade.
Kasi, di ba? Otherwise, dapat i-upgrade.
That's right.
Diba? Kumbaga, nadudu ko sa level of irrelevance na eh. Sabihin niyo ganyan, diba sinabi sa iyo na, ba't dito yung tinuro? Wala na tinuturong ganyan ng ABC. Ang turo ng ABC, ganito. Ha? Hindi ko alam. Then you need to upgrade.
Yun. Diba? You have to attend again. Retool.
Yes, oo.
Oh, you have to retool yourself.
Yes. Nice. Kasi ano eh, diba? Kasi I doubt yung tatlong tao doon na kung ano tinuro ngayon after 5 years, yung parin hindi, madadagdagan yun. And you need to know them or you'll be in the level of irrelevance because you wanted to be relevant to the market. And the only way for you to become relevant in the market is for you to upgrade. Di ba? Kailangan ko, alam na namin ang entrepreneurship.
Like
attend pa kami ng attend.
To upgrade.
Yeah.
Yeah, ang maganda, ang gusto kong sa mindset ni Sir Edwin, no? He's very humble to say na learning never stops. Marami na siyang na-train, 30,000 people nang na-train niya, but he's still like a sponge na he would like to absorb. Na meron talaga siyang ina-allocate na budget doon sa kanyang finances geared towards learning, upgrading the skills, upgrading the mind, no, the knowledge, the technical skills, lahat 'yan. And that's the reason why pag nung nakita namin yung resume niya no ni Sir Edwin, ang daming mga seminars, certifications, and dun namin na realize na this person is really eager to absorb lahat ng mga trainings na gusto niyang i-attend so that he can become a best coach doon sa mga clients niya. Because your clients deserve your best skills. Tama ba?
Yeah.
Right? Very important na pag nag-coach ka sa mga clients mo, you are showcasing your best. Hindi pwedeng yung half-baked. That's the reason why umaattend ka ng mga seminars, yung mga certifications. Because pag humarap ka sa client, sinasabi mo sa kliyente na you deserve this. You deserve the best coach, the best advice, the best knowledge. Kaya lumalabas, nagiging loyal ngayon yung mga clients ni Sir Edwin. And I think that's the reason why marami mga followers si Sir Edwin Suson. Because dun sa style niya in sharing in dun sa seminar, very practical, madaling maintindihan. He avoids jargons. Tama ba?
Tama.
Wala tayong mga narinig kay Sir Edwin na mga
highfalutin
financial terms.
Yun,
puro mga easy to understand, easy to absorb.
Grounded lahat.
Yeah, that's right. Na pag nakinig ang isang financial advisor, marirealize niya, hey, I want to be like this person. I want to be, how does he do it? So, lalo silang nagiging curious and magkakaroon sila ng inspiration na, hey, I want to change my style. Kung ang style ko before is pushing insurance, insurance ka na ba? Uy, baka may mangyari sa'yo, etc. Mga ganun. Baka mamatay ka. Paano kung may mangyari sa'yo? Paano kung mamatay ka? Instead na ganun, ang nangyayari na is you are now becoming a coach, because there's a difference, no, between just presenting and becoming a coach. You're now digging to the money behavior of the client, the belief system of the client na kinagaya ng ginagawa ni Sir Eddie. Very impressive.
And Coach Jeff, if I may add, no, one thing ako I would appreciate kay Sir Edwin is dun sa style niya, you know, aside from being so practical, it's the delivery. When I say delivery, yung the level of enthusiasm ni Coach Edwin is off the roof, off the charts, di ba? And that is yun ang nagiging I'm sure you'll agree with me on this, no, Sir Edwin, and that is something na it's already in your style dati pa, di ba? Na hindi pwedeng mawala dun sa hindi pwedeng talagang seryoso sobra. And that's one thing that we realized kami ni Coach Jeff when we started teaching ABC. Magtuturo kami ng 2 days. Eh kung hindi namin gagalingan, wala kaming enthusiasm, baka, di ba, matutulog na lang tayo ng 2 days, tama ba? And that is something you have.
Mahirap yung ginagawa nyo. Gising ako buong araw, morning hanggang afternoon. Bibihira yan eh. Kasi minsan, alam mo yon, minsan yung mga nagtuturo ng financial education, especially yung mga stocks, etc. Alam mo yon, yung mga respeto na lang, yung magyoyonta, nakaganun ka. Kasi ayaw mo ipakita sa kanya na inaanto ka na, na nagyoyonta, di ba? Kasi very technical eh. Kasi people want, ako kasi pag technical kasi, pag hindi ko na kaya talaga, magjo-joke na ako. Alam mo yon, kasi what I wanted, yung mga, alimbawa, katulad ni Sir Marvin Jermo, very practical yung kanyang discussions on stock market. Talagang yung depth, okay, makikita mo doon. Tsaka mas ma-appreciate mo eh, kasi down to earth yung discussions. Para bang yung jargon, binabasa masa. Yung sa amin kasi, financial literacy, ibaba na rin sa masa. Kaya nga pati presentations ko, may Tagalog version siya for the community. Kasi yun yung outreach namin. Diba? So, kalayaan pang financial, kaya ang hirap pag tinagalog mo. So, pero it's one way of saying na, okay, we have to build the grassroots eh. Okay? To be financially literate para mas makatulong tayo sa kanila.
Fantastic.
Galing, galing. Dami natin natutunan for tonight, coaches, no? Yeah.
Yes.
Ibang level.
Oh. And I would love to learn more kasi we've ran out of time.
Bilis ng 1 hour!
Parang gumano lang.
But
you learned a lot.
Sir Edwin, meron ka bang gustong i-promote? Probably baka meron kang talks na
or training
scheduled for this year that they might want to see you. Baka may social media ka that you want to promote. Please.
Social media na hindi active. But anyway, you can like my page, yung NEFLI, Network for Teaching Financial Literacy and Entrepreneurship. And I'm doing Friday coaching for free. Okay?
Oh, nice.
So, ini-introduce ko sa kanila yung level of awareness with regards to their financial condition. Okay? Yung financial preparation.
Every Friday yan?
Friday. By schedule yon, ini-email ako.
Okay.
So, we do it for free kasi wala akong klase ng Friday. So, we do it for free. Kaya lang by schedule siya. Kasi, minsan kasi 1 hour lang siya. Nung una, 1 hour eh. Kaso sa daming daldal, maabot ng 2 hours. So, hindi pala po pwedeng 1 hour. So, lagi akong may So, I can only accommodate 3 to 4 a day for that.
okay.
So,
okay,
ano, so yun, there are financial coaches. If you want some training on financial education, okay, just let me know, email me at susan.edwin@gmail.com. Don't forget the end at the end of my surname. Madali naman akong tandaan, nasa dibdib nyo lang ako.
Ayun. Yeah. Edwin Susan. Huwag lang kalimutan ng letter N.
Yeah.
Yan.
Grabe, no?
Fantastic.
Hopefully, ma-invite ulit natin si Sir Edwin in the future to share more about, ano, about financial literacy. Yep. We'd love to learn more.
Looking forward to another session with you, Sir Edwin.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Yes, and we're very excited. Yes.
Dalawang linggo hindi kita pinansin noon, Sir Ron.
Oh, alam mo, Sir Edwin, talagang pinagtatadhana talaga mga tao. Tama ba? Alam mo yan. Okay, pero...
Sinabi ko sa'yo, may fear ako. Kaya hindi ko alam kung saan siya nagla-live. Hindi ko alam eh. I don't have an idea. First time ko mag-ano. Second time yata ito mag-live.
FB Live. FB Live tayo.
Ah, FB Live. Yeah.
I'll send you the link later.
At least wala ko nakikita. So, spontaneous.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And that is it for today's episode. If you think we were able to add value to you guys, then spread the word to your friends and to your teammates. You can also follow Always Be Closing Academy on all social media platforms. Feel free to message us for any questions or if you feel that you would like to enroll in any of our value-adding programs. We'll see you guys again next week. Tune in next time only here at the Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. My name is Coach Jeff Luspo.
And this is Coach Ron C.
Of course, along with Professor Sai.
And remember,
always be closing!